Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Oh, yeah, we got tickets to give away right here for BFD, which is coming on Sunday, September 5th.
When are we giving them away?
We're going to do it right now.
Okay.
Caller number 5-214 or 817-787-1971. BFD is going to be at Dos Equis Pavilion. Some know it as Starplex, but it's Dos Equis Pavilion.
What is Sekis?
Or
Dos
Smirnoff.
Equis?
Oh, it's Dos Equis.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Dos Equis.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's different. I understand now.
Yeah, same thing.
Two X's, bro.
Yeah. So I'm going to go. Are you going to go?
Hell yeah. Cool. I'm already there.
No, it's Sunday, September 5th.
I'm going to wait in line.
Well, you don't have to wait in line. You just get your tickets now at KEGL.com.
All right, let me log on.
Or you can be caller number 5 right now. You can talk to Christina.
What's the number?
I already gave it out.
Just give it again.
We already got calls.
Really?
Look at it.
Oh, my God. That thing lit up fast.
Yeah. Blows up.
Holy balls.
Mighty Eagle, bitch.
Blew it up, man.
I am very interested in our special guest that we're having in studio at 3:05. We've mentioned the name Michael Pasvar on our show many times. He's got a podcast, called Back in the Day Day. And Ben, you've been on it. KT has been on it. I think Shippy's been on it. I think. Have you been on it, K-Ray?
I have not.
Whoa. We'll put a lot of pressure on Michael to have you on the podcast.
Not funny enough. It's okay.
And then I think you are. But more so than him, he's a friend of the show. More so than him, this dude, Alfred Kainga, the stand-up comedian, is a big deal. And I'm real interested to figure out how he ended up in the DFW. Because he's not from here. And I wonder if it's like one of those things, Ben, you know, we always talk about like athletes that didn't grow up here or play here just end up here because it's such a great place to live. I wonder if this very successful comedian who's got some cool gigs coming up, I don't know why he chose here. So we're going to find all this out. It'll be funny. It'll be fun. We'll have him in studio at 3:05. Now, we also want to tell you about Live to Give. Live to Give is the company that we partnered with. It's a bottled water company, and it is a coffee company. They do coffee subscriptions and coffee beans, as well as they have really cool gear. Now, the reason we're hipping your attention to them is because it was started by John Wayne Walding. He's also a friend of the show, served our country, Green Beret. And half of the net profits of this company, Live to Give, go to charities that support veterans, first responders, and their families. It's a way of very easily giving back by simply drinking water and coffee, which I'm not trying to force coffee on you. We all drink coffee on the show. Bottled water is a necessity. So why not go with this company that's got its heart and its motives in the right place? Of course, if you're out and about and you're at a convenience store and they have bottled water and don't have Live to Give, demand that they get it. This is what we want you to drink. Have it shipped to your house. All of these things support livetogive.com. But right now, it's time for this.
Ben and Skin listeners, here comes KT Fun Tweets with the round.
Now let's go around the sports. KT Fun Tweets has all the sports, yeah.
So tonight's game 4 of the NBA Finals. The Suns are ahead of the Bucks 2-1, but the big NBA news from the day is they've announced the covers for NBA 2K22, which will be released on September 10th, 5 days after BFD. Now, there's 6 different cover athletes across 4 different editions of the game, but your headliner is Mr. Luka Doncic,
who will
be the cover boy. Now, it says the standard edition, NBA 2K22 standard edition will have Luka on it.
What does that mean, Ben? What is standard edition?
So these games now come out with multiple editions, and basically with each edition, you get more special things. So with just the main edition, you may just get the game. With the classic edition, you could get other features and benefits that come with that, like maybe classic players or rosters or another mini game within the game, or it's just something of value placed in the game. The way all these things work is the idea is you go into an online community, and if you want to have your own basketball player, like this is what a lot of people do. A lot of people are into it. This is crazy from a rec ball standpoint.
Wait, what do you mean?
So you create your own player, right? Mm-hmm. Like I say, I create a player. I create Ben Rogers in the game. Obviously, that would be a 6'9 point forward that can stroke from three-point range.
Oh, Ben Simmons with a jumper.
Yeah. And I create my player. But then I have to go on a journey with that player. Remember Hot Tub Time Machine 2 where the guy is pumping iron in prison?
Gotta go to jail, yeah.
Gotta go to jail because it's real life. It's Sim World. So it's Sim. So in other words, I create a player, and now I've got to go try to work my career up, and I'm practicing, I'm going to games, I'm on the end of a bench, I got to work my way up.
Choose your college, right? Didn't they throw in, like, you could play for the Longhorns or whatever?
Yeah, and so you make, so your player's going on this journey, okay? And then you're in between, when you're not playing in France, you know, you're not, your player's not playing on his journey, like, right now, I'm in the Developmental League. Is that what they even call it anymore?
G League.
I'm in the G League, and I'm in a property of Oklahoma City, but I'm averaging 20 points a game in the G League, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep playing, you keep playing, you keep getting better and better, then you move up, and you're on an NBA team, and you can, you're not really playing the game and worried about every player. You're solely focused on your own player that you created and his career.
Okay.
From being created to retiring. What all is he able to do? And so in between that, you can go to a virtual park and play pickup basketball with other people on the internet.
Okay. I want you to understand from someone who has not played a basketball video game since the old stand-up Arch Rivals in the arcade 30 years ago. Do you realize how insane? This sounds like I'm watching a movie. Like, what is it?
The graphics are so good.
But give me an example of what a time in... Okay, so you create Ben Rogers, the 6'9 point guard. Give me an example of how much time is spent from the time you're done creating that until you've gone through the G League and you're hanging out at the park or whatever. Like, okay. What is happening?
So they do this in all games now, and they do this in MLB The Show. And I don't play it in this way. Like, okay. If I play these types of games, I play like franchise mode. I try to build the team, make trades and stuff like that. But this is what most people do, and so I can't tell you the exact timeline. But think about that. You create a virtual character, and then you go to a virtual park and play pickup basketball with other strangers.
All right, and is it's live action, like you're online with people randomly?
People online, all right. And they're controlling what they do.
So it's like Fortnite, but I'm playing pickup virtual ball with just randos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It could be like a guy, the FedEx guy.
That is so wild. So it's basically they've just taken those little 30-second vignettes in Miss Pac-Man where she finds true love.
Yeah.
And they've turned it into a whole NBA career. It's a whole other thing.
So that's just an example of one thing you can do in the game. The other thing you could do is a franchise mode. You can also go into this collectibles area where you pay, usually it's their video coin. So you
Bitcoin.
Know,
yeah, Doge.
Like it's whatever the coin is for the game, right?
Sean Doge.
So they say, you get to buy this many packs. So you get your opening digital packs and you're trying to find out, oh, look, I got a Jamal Mashburn rookie card. He's an 84 overall. Oh, look, I got a Sean Bradley or I got whatever it may be. And so the point is the game is no longer just a game of 5-on-5 basketball. The game is all these different adventures you can go on and all these different revenue streams for them to charge you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need customized Jordans. Oh, I want to buy this pack of cards so I can make my virtual online team better. Oh, my God, look, I got a Jason Kidd rookie card.
This is what I like.
But I'm just saying, so the special edition game, which Dirk is on the cover of, it may come with other things that you already start off. In other words, you already have some of those packs or there's some other value delivered to you towards the regular game with extra value attached.
Right. What you're describing, and I don't know it, so I'm having a hard time like trying to sort through all this in my brain, but what you're describing sounds so time-consuming. It reminds me of what happens to my son when he walks outside and sees the sun. Like, it's so weird. He's like, oh, my God. He starts looking around. He's, like, so confused by the outdoors.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand this other world that's happening outside of his cave.
Those are just a few options. Like, you can't just step in and play, like, well, a single game or a season or a franchise, and you can just play. Like, I don't mess around with the cards or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Or I never buy stuff, but I will do a franchise.
Okay.
And I'll simulate it till, oh, here's the Lakers. I'll play that one. You know?
So I will say I'll just admit this. Early on, so when we used to be in Madden, Skin, you and I lived together. I love playing Madden. Sega Genesis, mm-hmm. or whatever it was, Super Nintendo.
I was the guy holding the bong.
You know, it was just playing. You know, it was just playing. It wasn't buy all these cards, spend all this money on the game. The reason games like Fortnite are free, because they're going to charge you at the arse as right. time goes by.
That's why I have a bunch of weird charges on my credit card that are assigned to some sort of digital company, and it's like $3.99.
So my son, many years ago, this is the most trouble he's ever gotten in, he was playing Madden, and he was playing online against people he didn't know. Mm-hmm. Like, they can't talk to each other. It was turned off, but he could go online and play strangers in Madden. Now, when those teams played each other, it wasn't, all right, the Cowboys are playing the Redskins. It was his team of his cards that he's either earned packs or bought packs playing against a stranger and their cards that they've earned or bought. So you could have Calvin Johnson as one receiver and Drew Pearson as another receiver. Just depends
he's
on
so old at this
just
point.
Just depends on what rating is, the card, how'd you get him. So mm-hmm. you're putting together this team at all times looking for better talent. Well, he had spent $1,400 on our credit card before we caught it.
No, my God, it's like you at Roller Town.
Yeah. He spent $1,400. It was the most trouble he's ever been in. He didn't play video games for like a year.
He
couldn't sit down for a long time.
How long of a time frame is that? In other words, the $1,400 was spent
in 1 month.
Okay.
In a month's time.
Wow.
And so, you know, he's young. He didn't, and I know he knew what he was doing was wrong, but you know, he was 11
a week.
11 years old.
He's spending $350 a week.
Yeah, and you could blow through it. So my point is, the multiple versions of the game make sense because there's all these other things within the game.
Right.
And your point is well taken too, because it's very time consuming,
mm-hmm.
and very much like a social media algorithm is meant to keep you on the game,
mm-hmm.
Or to keep you on the platform. These things are meant to keep you on the game.
Right.
Like, it's amazing. Sometimes we're playing Fortnite or Call of Duty or something. You look up and you're like, oh my God, 3 hours just went by. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That was perfect pandemic stuff.
Yeah, it was perfect in the pandemic.
Man, it was so good for the pandemic.
Perfect in the pandemic.
Yeah, those games, though, like the sports games, I always just like play them and I need them to be as realistic as possible. It's like, I don't even like, I'm not trying to like have extra, buy extra crap or anything. Like, I'm just like, hey, I'm the Mavs are going to go on the playoff run
mm-hmm.
and simulate to the playoffs. Man. Mm-hmm. Get down 3-2. Maybe I need to step in and help out with this game. And you can simulate a game, though, till fourth quarter. And you're losing to the Clippers by 5. Well, here's a good time for me to step in with 5 minutes left in the game.
With Kevin Turner?
No. Oh. I play with Luka and KP. And
okay.
I make sure that KP's getting the right amount of touches. And, you know,
can you feed him the ball when he's open from 15? Would you mind?
I can.
Hey, did you guys realize the Mavericks, though, getting the cover of 2K22 mm-hmm. and the 2K Legends 22, it's the first team in franchise history or in game history that has had both the team that's had both, the regular cover and the other cover.
Yes, the 75th anniversary edition, this is the more expensive one, has Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the left, Kevin Durant on the right, and Dirk in the middle.
All right, so there's a lot of funny jokes that were going around because Kareem is shooting his signature skyhook. Dirk is shooting his signature one-legged fade. And then Kevin Durant
His hands on his knees.
He's just dunking.
Oh, I thought he had his head down.
Doing a two-hand dunk. And it looks like one of Shaq's dunks. And so I saw a lot of people going, ah, yes, Kevin Durant's famous Shaq two-handed dunk. It's so identifiable.
Also is unique that he's not retired.
I think what they were doing is these are the three greatest skinny scorers of all time.
They said big man. They said
they're all around the same height.
And their release.
Sir, oh my God. Can you say that? Dump that.
I think I can say that.
Okay.
No, in their release, NBA 2K's release, it says three of the league's most iconic big men who revolutionized the league over its 75 years.
It's okay. Three skinny seven-footers.
But didn't Muggsy Bogues and Spud Webb get some of this action and J.J. Barea?
I think they would have hurt his feelings if they didn't put him on at least one of the two covers.
That is true. That
very
is true.
Salty. Skin, can you name who was on the first cover, NBA 2K, which would have been the year 2000.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this. He was on 2K1, 2K2, 2K3, and then ESPN NBA Basketball 2K4. He was on all of those covers.
I have two guesses.
My first guess would be Iverson.
Yes!
Okay, that was going to be my B. Yes. Kobe was going to be 1A. But yeah.
At that point, Kobe was still ascending and was going by.
All right.
Yeah, 05?
05, any guesses?
2005. Oh, that's, God, that's probably already LeBron.
It's a defensive player.
Oh, is it, God, is it Dikembe?
Nope.
Oh, Dwight Howard.
Nope.
No, he would have been 2007.
05, no. 05.
Big guy with crazy hair.
Ben Wallace.
Yes.
Anderson Varejão.
Ben Wallace, yes.
Then, for the next 2 years, the same big man was on it.
Shaq?
Yep.
Okay.
Then, a guy who's in this finals was on it in 2008.
Chris Paul?
Yep. Then, KG, Kobe.
Wait, hold on. Keep going.
All right. 11, it was classic, guys. Okay. 2011 and 12 was Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, and Magic.
Like they're any good.
2013, there was three guys on it, three different covers.
In 2013, the famous 2013 cover. A lot of people saw it that year. That was Carmelo, LeBron, and Amari Stoudemire.
No.
2013.
Vince Carter? No.
Nope.
Now it's going to be the
Dwayne Wade.
No.
Bosch.
Derrick Rose, Blake Griffin, and Kevin Durant.
Oh, that was two guys that got hurt immediately, and then Durant was crying.
14.
Russell Westbrook.
Hey.
LeBron James.
Okay, that makes sense.
2015.
Steph Curry.
Already said his name.
LeBron James.
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Ben Wallace?
Then you said Steph Curry. 16, Steph Curry, James Harden, Anthony Davis.
Okay.
All right.
Paul George, Kyrie Irving.
Paul George?
The Greek Freak, Anthony Davis, Dame Lillard, and Zion last year.
Okay.
Feel bad for
and
him.
Now Luka this year. This is a big deal, though. I mean, Skin, you could talk about this. We know stories about how seriously the players take this.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys play this game. They've all been playing this game their whole childhood. It means the world to them to be in the game. To be on the cover is a very, very prestigious thing. It's a big deal that Luka got this.
It's a big deal that Luka got it, and it's extraordinary that he got it with Dirk. And it's also, don't lose sight of the fact that Candace Parker's on a cover, too.
Thank you.
And she is a badass. Not only is she an incredible basketball player, sorry to be a guy for a second, she's smoking hot. And then number three, she's badass on set. Like when they have her do NBA TV stuff and TNT stuff, she holds her own.
She schooled Shaq, right?
She's great.
Yeah.
Her brother Anthony Parker played for the Raptors and the Cavs, if you guys remember him back in the day. But she's just a badass. And so, one, I know there's a lot of people that are saying, I don't remember the exact things that Kareem said about Dirk that upset everybody. But I am a huge Kareem Abdul-Jabbar fan for a lot of reasons.
Episode 4 of season Dave, 2 of Dave.
He was so good in Dave.
Because of that, because of Airplane, when I was probably an 8th grader or 9th grader, I read his biography, Giant Steps, and that which is a John Coltrane reference. But also, that was one of the first times I started thinking about the way African-American athletes saw society around him, because he was an activist. He was just a really interesting guy, and he's probably the most underrated legend of all time. Nobody ever talks about him.
They do if they watch Dave.
Yeah,
he's
or Airplane.
Incredible. Yeah, he was incredible in Dave.
So I think it's incredible that, you know, we always talk about how Dirk is underrated. I think Jabbar is underrated, and I think it's cool that they're on the cover together. I think it's cool that it's the same year as Luka, and I think it's the same year as Candace Parker. It all feels, I don't know, very revolutionary. And let me ask this. You just had that list there. Is Luka not the first current international player to be on the cover?
Oh.
I mean, when you were reading those guys off, I didn't hear a Greek Freak in there or a...
Yeah, the Greek Freak was on there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Okay, my bad.
But that's it. That sounds like that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, it's just cool that it all works together in the fashion that it does.
Congratulations to Dirk and congratulations to Luka.
Hey, the Mavs. And Candace.
And the Mavs. Jerk.
And the Mavs.
And Kareem and KD, I guess. Now, KD,
the Mavs also debuted huge building murals of Dirk, of Luka today.
Yeah, is that
what are those?
So I guess that has to do with they're unveiling a new logo with, it says, Dallas with upside down sevens, or is it right side
right
up
side
sevens?
Up sevens, yeah. Upside down L's.
I wondered if so. That's obviously the big announcement everybody was talking about had to do with the 2K. I was thinking it might be some sort of Nike thing or something.
He changed his logo too, which is all. It looks great.
It's like so. There's a 77 that looks like an L and a D. I guess is the best way to describe
one
that.
Seven is upside down.
Yeah. Look, I know. I know it remains to be seen, but there's just so much with the way that what the sport is about and the way that it's changing. It's just really, really good that Nico Harrison is a part of this organization, because, you know, when you talk about scouting, there's a lot that goes into it, but he was doing scouting for Nike. Now, he was doing scouting to try to determine who should get shoe deals and who's the next big thing, but he played college ball, he played international ball, he's got a scout's mentality, and then you combine that with the relationship-building part of the business. It's why so many agents are working in front offices now. And I'm not saying Nico's the reason that Luke is on the cover, but if you just look at all of these things happening all at the same time, then I think it really speaks volumes to where this franchise could be headed with a new regime and a new mentality. And along those same lines, did you see footage of Jamal Mosley working with Mo Bamba?
No.
Prediction time. Jamal Mosley will have Mo Bamba as a really, really good NBA player in the next 2 years. If he stays healthy, Jamal Mosley will have him there.
Yeah. Yeah, this is really cool, man. It's great for the Mavericks. Somebody we mention all the time, Laura Beth, guarantee she had something to do magically with this behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
She's so freaking talented. It is remarkable. Like, the sky was falling for the Mavericks. It felt like it was the end of the world.
It got really bad. I don't want to get into a debate about all this, but
because we don't have time for it.
Okay, then I won't even say it.
I want to hear what you have to say.
I want
to
say this. It just feels like they're in a totally different universe than they were a month ago. Or when was that? When was that day?
It's
that 24 hours.
Was that 4 weeks ago?
I mean, it's really impressive to see how far they've come. And the press conference to announce those guys is tomorrow, right?
Yes.
You're going to host that on Bally Sports?
Dana's hosting it. I'm her sidekick.
Okay.
So if you are around a TV and you want to whine, here comes a bunch of tweets, I can't get Bally Sports. All right. Send that to Cuban. But anyways, if you're around Bally Sports tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we will be covering the press conference, and I'll be riding shotgun with Dana. And then as soon as that's over, we'll boogie on to Ben and Skin Show.
All right. Coming up next, two very funny humans, two stand-up comedians who are going to be performing at Twilight Lounge, at the Addison Improv, and a couple other places that we'll talk about. Coming up next, two funny-ass dudes cracking you up right here on 97.1 The Eagle.